Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the show. I'm so excited you're here today. I've been wanting to record this episode for a while. One of my goals coming into, like, you know, we're in Q2. It's April if you're listening in real time. It's a beautiful sunny morning here when I'm recording this. Cold AF. It is April, like the first week of April. And the real feel outside today is 11 degrees in Michigan. It shouldn't be that way, but here we are. So I'm recording this looking outside at the lake. The lake is not frozen anymore. It's sunny, which in here it's warm. So I'm all about the vibes that are happening outside. I know spring is coming. No matter where you're listening from, temps are probably starting to get warmer. If you're farther south, it is warming up down there. So I love it. This episode is coming off of last week's show. And if you didn't listen to last week's episode, go back and listen to it. It was one of my favorite episodes I've done in quite some time because it was very real. And by real, meaning I'm sharing some of my deep personal core wounds that I have started to uncover in the last couple years that I didn't know was there, but I knew it was there at the same time. I was living the first 30 years of my life kind of just doing what I always did before I got into this world of somatic healing, personal development, breath work, different medicines I've used. And I've started to uncover some layers and I talk all about it. And it's a good one. So if you are, especially if you are a wife or a mother, this episode is for you. But if you are not any of those things yet, or you don't plan to be any of those things, this episode is for women all around because we have all struggled with this. The not feeling, well, I shouldn't say all of us. Maybe you are, you know, one of those people who are just like, I'm, you know, whatever. That's great. But if you've ever had that little feeling of I'm not doing enough, I'm not being enough, I'm not enough as I am, this episode is for you. Last week, go tune into that. But we're here now. And when you don't feel qualified, but you know you're called, this is all about not your average imposter syndrome. And this is one of those, and I hate dropping these words that sound so cliche and they're thrown all around social media, all around podcasting space. And I love it for the most part because there's so much amazing information and research and personal experience out there. But sometimes these words just get thrown around in our faces and we're like, if I see one other person say aligned and higher self and all these things, and I do, I'm guilty of it as well. I've had programs around this. I've had retreats centered around this. But there's, you know, there's more to it than just like imposter syndrome, you know, because that gets old and that gets tiresome. And especially if I did a whole episode on this a couple of months ago of being too aware, like we are so aware, some of us out there, but we don't do anything about it. We're just like, yeah, I know, but we're not making any changes. And it can be very frustrating. But I wanted to get into this topic today because this is a like blanket, widespread phenomenon. I will use that word. That so many of us deal with. And it's so sneaky sometimes. These voices come up and it's like, it's conscious, it's subconscious, it's coded throughout our DNA. Some of us were born with some of these thoughts and belief systems. They go back like through our ancestors. It is crazy when you start unpacking and uncovering some of these layers. And I did a healing ceremony the other night that I was feeling some of these layers start to come up. I was moving through them somatically. I was breathing and surrendering. And I was, you know, in this ceremony for, I don't know, maybe 6 hours. And it was a little heavier than what I expected it to be. But when I do these types of things, you know, it guides you and it tells you and it shows you what needs to be seen, what is ready to be processed, what is ready to release from your body. It shows you these things and you can receive some amazing downloads and codes and messages that you're like, oh my gosh, there it is. I was just either looking in the wrong place, not looking at all. I was maybe ignoring the feeling. And when you enter into this type of practice, journey, ceremony, it just comes right up and it's like, hi, hello, it's time to work through this. And some of these feelings can be pretty big. And some of them can be very sneaky. And you start to feel things within your body and you're like, oh, that's where I've been holding this. Okay, let's look at it. So that is what I wanted to start uncovering today for many of us. For you, maybe if you've felt this way before. And last week I got into when I was forcibly asked to co-host the Destined to Be podcast with my husband, who I love. This was back in 2019, heading into 2020. We were just shy of flipping tables, papers being cleared from, you know, the desk when he would ask me certain questions, and I did not think what I had to say was important enough to be heard because his opinion was, you know, the one that mattered. So right around the same time coming into the next year, of course, the mastermind he was in an elite level mastermind where you had to apply. I think he did a full year of this mastermind. There was a certain income amount that you had to be producing even to be qualified to be in this group. It was a group of, I think, 30 some other entrepreneur individuals that, you know, would show up 2 or 3 times a year for in-person events, and then they were all connected throughout the year. So I loved this for him. I'm like, yes, the mastermind is great. He met a lot of cool people. And coming into this next year, he was like, you know what? You're going to join it with me. And when I tell you, you may notice a pattern here. When he asked me to join the podcast, forced/asked me, I was like, no, absolutely not. I was starting to recognize some of my own patterns, but I thought I had a really good reason. And that reason being, first of all, I said, no, that was my initial response because I was in between all of everything that I was doing. I was just stepping away. I had just stepped away from my fitness studio. I was just stepping away from network marketing. And I decided, and I don't remember if I was prepping at this time. I think I was just, my last show I did in 2019. So I was done prepping. And the only reason I backtracked to that is because I actually went with him because he had an event for this mastermind out in California. And he was like, why don't you just come with me and just hang out in LA area or wherever we were at, Santa Monica. I don't remember where we were. I think that was the area. He's like, just come. I'll be in my sessions, you know, all day. Sometimes we have stuff in the evening, but otherwise, just come hang out. And I did a photo shoot and I was, you know, got to explore the city. That's when I was prepping. It was like in July because I was middle of prep for a show that I was doing that fall. And that's why that kind of triggered that memory. So I got to see and experience a little bit of what it was as more of an outsider that I was just kind of watching what was happening. And I was like, oh, that's cool. That's great for you. So then a couple of months go by and he's like, you're going to join this group. And I'm like, the hell I am. I have literally nothing to offer this group. I have no current business. I'm coming out of this studio. I just stepped back. I just decided to leave network marketing, and I was just in the early stages of launching my beta program for Level Up VIP. And this was early 2020. I had offered it for a very small group of women. I think I had like 4 weeks planned out of it. Eventually turned into a 12-week program. And I had like the first 4 weeks developed. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to offer this, because at that time, I was just getting into this space of coaching where I'm like dipping a toe, because I really didn't know what that was going to look like for me. And if you go back 5 years ago to 2020, you know, coaching has always been there, but I wasn't super familiar with it. I had actually hired my first coach in 2020. I think it was right around 2019, 2020, somewhere in there. I hired my first one-on-one coach. I was forced to join this mastermind, which in hindsight, I will tell you, was such an amazing decision, because so many of our dear close friends we made inside of this group. And I'll get to that in a minute. But let me take you back. So he's like, all right, you're joining this mastermind. And like I said, there was a financial qualification you had to meet. I mean, this is, you know, high six-figure qualification, which of course, us as a couple married together, yes, that is, of course, he was already in this mastermind for a year. But I was looking at it from a lens of me personally. And I'm like, I don't have anything at this moment to offer. I'm not doing anything. What am I going to do in this room of entrepreneurs that are like seasoned people, already established businesses, like making these big moves, huge impact? In my head, I'm like, what the hell? Like, I'm going to walk into this space with like a deer in headlights. Literally. I created so much anxiety and like these, I wouldn't say fear, but it was like all of these beliefs about myself that I had no business. And maybe I didn't, I don't know. I had no business being there in my mind. And so, and here's the kicker to this. Okay. We get the information for the first in-person event after I join. We have a call with, you know, the guy who runs it, who is amazing and great support. He's a super connector in this business. Like, him and his wife are just awesome humans. And we get the email or whatever it was, and whatever, however they communicated with us, probably email. And it was like, okay, so for the first event, you are just have 2 minutes of something prepared. Because in my mind, I'm like, okay, great. At least I can just walk into the room, sit in the back. And of course, my dang husband wants to sit in the first fucking row. Of course, it's like, no, we're going to sit right up here. And I'm like, this mother F. Okay. In my mind, I'm like, great, I'll just sit in the back. I'll kind of just observe and just like see what this is all about, because what the hell am I doing here? And we get this email and it's like, okay, for the first event, day number one and day number two, the top of the day, like the first thing we're going to do each of those days is you are going to come in and teach something to the group. And I'm like, RIP me, okay? What the hell? Again, this is the loop that's going on in my mind. Am I going to teach all of these people that they don't already know? Little did I know coming into this group is that everyone in there is so diverse in what they do. We have like real estate, beauty people, direct sales people, coaches, like so many. We have tax people, insurance people, like widespread across the board. And that's not what I thought was going to be coming into this mastermind. I'm like, all these people are top level coaches and exactly like in the field that I want to go into. No, people are across the board in fitness and all these things. I had no idea what I was walking into because I've never done this before. So the couple weeks leading up, I am like giving myself anxiety attacks because I'm like, what do I have to offer to these people who know everything? Oh my God, I am going to die. And so luckily, if you join with your spouse, you got to present together. So at least I wasn't having to do it alone in a room full of strangers. When I tell you strangers, I knew nobody besides my husband, the guy who was leading it. And just in passing, I've heard some of the names because Jeremy has been in this group for a year. And now different people come in and out, cycle in and out. There's a lot of people who, you know, do it for years and years. So I'm like, okay, well, at least some of these names sound kind of familiar and Jeremy's friends with some of them, but that didn't make it any easier. And I was like, you know, having a panic attack, having to walk into this room. We did it. It was on video. I have the video somewhere. We taught on Joe Dispenza's Mind Movies that a lot of people were not familiar with because I'm like, who in this room is not going to hear of this thing? And I'm just going to be like teaching something they already know. Ah! Like that was me. Okay. If you can just paint that picture in your mind and maybe you can relate this back to a story or a moment that you have walked into a room, walked into an event, whatever it may be that you're like, was this a mistake? Like, did somebody invite me by mistake? What am I even doing here? Everyone seems to have it all figured out. And then you're wondering like, how did I even get here? Like, did somebody make a misprint on an invite? Or like, did I buy a ticket for this thing under false pretenses that I thought it was for me and everyone else is way more qualified and knows what they're doing and blah, 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 blah. Deep breath. If you have been in that space, you are not alone. Okay. And I really had to lean on understanding that even if I'm not a business owner yet, right? I'm not a business owner yet. And what was coming up was like, so who am I to sit at this table? But I knew that I was being called into something greater because this jump started. Now, there was a lot of other factors. It wasn't just this one specific group, right? It was a lot of other things that led to this. My own coach that I was working with, a lot of my own inner work that I was doing, a lot of choices I was making to step back from businesses to pour into other groups because for so many years, I have already been leading groups of people in different ways, right? I was personal training. I was teaching group fitness. I was leading network marketing teams. I was, you know, having lots of different women come into my path where I was able to guide and lead them. And this ultimately led me into this world of personal development and coaching. Since then, I went on to get, you know, more certifications in breathwork and somatic coaching and master coaching and all of these things. But it really kind of kickstarted back in 2019, 2020, when I decided to lead this group that I started ultimately, Level Up VIP. And I said yes to joining this mastermind. Okay. So this fear that I was having, right? It wasn't just like yes, of course, I'm underqualified fear, but it was a little bit more nuanced because I knew I had value. I just hadn't yet seen the form that it would take. So I knew it was there. Something deep down was like, yes, you can do this. You can be in this room. I've lived a full life of leadership and growth and education and healing, but I just didn't have the receipts yet, right? Like there was a lot there. I just didn't have my business established of what I wanted to do yet, right? And sometimes this imposter syndrome shows up when we're stepping into this new expression of our already existing power. Okay, think about that for a second. Sometimes this shows up when we're stepping into a new expression of what we already have inside. We're just starting to use it in a different way. Okay, and now you may have heard this before, you know, from you're going from who am I to why not me, right? That's a very powerful statement. And I still battle with this, like truly. But if I would have never stepped into that room, I would not have the friendships that I have today. Like I was just on a dear friend of mine, her bachelorette party and her wedding in Mexico. How did we meet? in the mastermind. And it's so funny because she was doing a completely different type of business. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like there was, she had a business partner at the time. I'm like, these two girls, they have it all figured out. Like, oh my gosh, like, what am I even doing here? And now we're like very close friends. Right. And there's been a couple girls that are women and other people in this mastermind that have kind of, you know, went in that same direction. One of the very first coaches my husband and I worked with, who we'd fly to and from Austin to work with him and his wife to do in-person breath work, we met him in this mastermind. And during one of the events, the host was like, you know, who in this room felt like they were not, I can't remember how he phrased it. It was something like, who in this room feels like everyone has it all together, all figured out, or all together but them. And like every single person raised their hand. And I was like, oh. So in my head, I have built up this huge belief of everyone else in here has it all figured out but me. But now when you really develop relationships and have conversations with other people in rooms like this, you're like, oh, everyone is still, you know, yes, all of these people are very successful and have businesses and practices and whatever they're doing, but everyone is still working through their own stuff and trying to improve and make themselves better. And it's like, if we can step outside of that belief of everyone has it all figured out but me, what am I even doing here? Yes, it's healthy to have some fear when you're stepping on stage, or you're going to be a little nervous, right? You're pushing yourself outside your comfort zone. But just know that you are not walking this journey alone. So if you can subscribe to the belief of, well, maybe I'm not behind, maybe I'm just early to this whole thing, right? Like, you are just stepping in now, which is going to give you all of the information and all of the different ways to navigate what you're building now instead of waiting. Because think of what you could accomplish in this season instead of waiting another year. Right? What if your presence in that room, in that group, on that retreat was meant to activate something within you? I fully subscribe to the belief that you are always in the right place at the right time, because that's exactly where you are. I get asked the question, well, how do I know, like, if it's the right, if you are exactly where you're supposed to be, because that is where you are. Whatever your higher power that you believe in, God, universe, source energy, aliens, whatever, angels, they have placed you in this path right now. And it's so funny, in this journey I just experienced for myself, I was in some time traveling portals, like up in the stars. I could see where I was coming from in different, like, timelines and different portals and different, I don't even know how to explain it, because I probably sound like a crazy person, but there was so much timeline shifting and origins from where we have been created as humans. It was wild and so eye-opening to be able to experience that. But I digress, right? Let's get back into this room and talking about how being in this room, it will stretch you. It stretched me, right? And eventually you will start to speak up more. You will start to show up more. You will start to take up more space when you realize you are deserving of being in this room. You are meant to receive whatever they are offering to you. You are there for a reason. I promise you that. And this was kind of the start of some of my larger personal development work that I was doing within myself. However, if I didn't discover somatic work along this journey within this process, I don't think I would have gotten as far as I've gotten today. So if I, you know, was in this room, yes, great, entrepreneurial mastermind, elite level entrepreneurial mastermind is kind of what it, elite entrepreneurial mastermind, something like that. And if I wouldn't have said yes to that, I wouldn't be where I am. But if I wouldn't have paired it with the somatic breath work, inner healing work, uncovering of what I was able to discover in that same timeline, I would not be where I am today. I am a big believer that all of the larger personal development mindset work you do needs to be paired with working below the neck as well. Because when you look at mindset work, right, we're focusing on the conscious mind, what is going on in our thoughts, and patterning's up here. But a lot of times, and this isn't to, you know, talk negatively about this type of work. It is absolutely needed. I coach on it. I do it myself. But it needs to be practiced and paired with what's going on neck down, meaning what our body is holding, what our body is storing, what our body needs to release. Because I will say this all of the time, if you are trying to call in bigger opportunities, more money, new jobs, different relationships, whatever it is for you, you can't physically hold anymore if you are like packed to the eyeballs holding on to shit, meaning trauma, belief systems, patterning, old ancestral stuff that may or may not even be ours. If you are not willing to go another level deeper to start processing and releasing that, some of those opportunities may not come as easy. You won't be able to manifest things as quickly as you want because it's almost like fighting an uphill battle. Like, you know, okay, let me put it this way. So if you have a closet, which I know you do in your home, okay, and your closet is so packed full of clothes and accessories and shoes and bags, and you go shopping and you're like, I can't even fit one more shirt in this closet. Your closet can't hold it. It can't hold that upgrade of this new outfit, this new identity that you're building. It's like you're trying to squeeze it in there and it's like hangers are breaking and stuff is falling. It's kind of like the same thing, right? When you look at your physical body, if you're trying to bring in new things, call in new opportunities, and your body is like this packed closet that you can't fit or hold anything else, it's like, we got to get rid of some of that stuff. We got to make some more space. And that is exactly what we're doing. It's a very silly and simple analogy, but like it kind of paints the picture, right? I don't know why that just dropped in to my mind, but maybe somebody needed to hear that today because that's truly how I feel. That's what we're doing. That's why when I host these mind, body, breath workshops and I host these retreats and I work with women to create more internal space and let go and release and surrender a little bit. You know that feeling? I do this constantly year round. I've talked about it before. I share it on Instagram. I am constantly purging things from my house, especially my closet. I do it like 4 times a year. I get rid of a bunch of shit. I have close friends in my life come over and go through all of that. Sometimes I post it online to sell and then I donate the rest of it, right? The feeling that comes when you know you are making more space in your home, in your sanctuary, that's what your home should be. It's your safe space, right? You know the feeling. You've done it before. You're like, oh my gosh, I feel so much better that I released and purged that. It's the same thing when you do it for yourself. But we forget that. We busy ourselves with other stuff in our lives. We distract ourselves with social media and shopping and food and all of these things. It's like, if I were just to take some time and give myself what I need, think of where that could take me. Think of what more you can manifest, what more you can call in, what other opportunities are out there waiting for you now that you've cleared space. Think about it. Like, just sit in that energy for a minute. Right? Because if you're in a season that you're feeling like you're in this in-between of like, oh, I don't know, I'm letting go of some stuff. Or maybe you're just at the very beginning of realizing you need to let go of some stuff. Being in this in-between doesn't mean being lost. It means that you're becoming. You're becoming this next version of yourself. Right? Rooms that make you feel this imposter syndrome, right? Let's say you're going to an event or a retreat or a workshop or whatever. Rooms that are creating this imposter syndrome feeling, they're often rooms that will grow and stretch you the most. Even if you are wanting to vomit from anxiety and nervousness, like I was, flying out to wherever we were at. We were either in California. I think we were in California for the first one. Yeah, because we did a helicopter trip. Like we flew in helicopters from the one space to another space to go have dinner. There was many groups of helicopters that were being cycled. And I remember it because that's when the very next day Kobe Bryant had his accident. That's that. I don't remember the date of it, but like, we were like, holy shit, we were just in a helicopter, like, in this, like, this is wild. I digress. That has nothing to do with what I'm talking about, but it was crazy. And if I wouldn't have said yes, scared out of my mind, full of anxiety and nervous energy, I wouldn't be, I don't know where I would be. Of course, I believe I would be doing similar things, but we have built so many relationships and connections out of saying yes to things that scared us and really felt like this is a big leap. Like, this is a quantum level decision and leap to say yes to something like that. And I'm so thankful that my husband is always lovingly pushing me to do things. And I've actually changed and grown so much to where things like this used to be an initial no. Like, I would be bitter. I'm a projector and I go bitter quick. And now, through a lot of the work that I've done, I don't react and respond the same way anymore, because I'm like, okay, let me sit and process through this and not initially just want to say no, because that's a way I would protect myself. Okay. So you can simultaneously feel unsure and know you are meant for more, that you are on the right path. Woo. Okay. I wanted to share that story with you because I always love that story. It's such, now it's kind of funny to go back and be like, girl, please, like, get out of your own way. Like, come on now, right? So you can ask yourself, is there a room or space that you've been avoiding because you feel like you don't belong yet? I don't know. Ask yourself that. Where are you holding back because your story hasn't fully formed yet? Is another good question that I will often ask myself. It's like, well, where am I holding myself back and pulling myself back because I'm not fully at the place I want to be yet? But who are you to say and make the call of this next decision being the thing that's going to then continue to form your story? You know what I mean? Like, this decision that you've been holding back on because your own stuff is coming up, that could be the stepping stone to get you to where you want to be. And I love the work I get to do because I work with a lot of women in this exact space, because I come in and kind of, I help you see and feel what's going on internally that's creating this belief. We get to the root of where this belief is and what is forming it and what is trying to hold and attach this thing. We name it, we shape it, we talk about it, we talk to it, very lovingly create a safe space for this thing to come up, to be processed, to release just a little bit to where we can have more clarity and we're not fully blinded by this thing getting in our way, right? It's not like we come in and, you know, this phrase, the toxic positivity of like, oh yeah, we can just, you know, go this way and forget about this thing. The more we do that, the more that thing is going to build up inside of you. And it's going to move from a whisper to like a loud yelling to where it hits you over the head one day, right? So just know that if you are in this season or feeling some of these things, you are not alone, number one. And there is a way to move through it. A mentor that I worked with, she said, the only way out is through. The only way out is through. So if you're trying to sit there and avoid some of the shit that's coming up, this might be the invitation to understand that we got to move through this and not just continue to stick it in a back corner and forget about it. And sometimes that's fine, right? Like, when we're little, that's what happens. When we're kids, that's what happens. We don't have the tools and the know-how to process these things. Most of us don't. So what do? Our body's like, this is unsafe. We're sticking it over here. We're locking it away until a further notice. Okay. Not even going to think about it. That's why we can't remember a lot of things from childhood. If you're anything like me, if you have moments of childhood that you've just kind of blacked out, well, our body was keeping us safe. Right. But now we're in this reparenting season of life. I am, at least, and I know a lot of you are also on this journey with me. And now we get to start uncovering that, but not going around and like poking the bear. That's not what we're doing. We're being very loving, very nurturing, very supportive, because our body holds the keys to everything. We just got to work with it. We're not working against it. We're working with it in a new way. And that's why I love what I get to do. Okay. So you're not behind. You're just on, like, you're on the bubble. You're on the brink of something happening. Do not pull back. Allow yourself to lean in, even if it feels scary AF. Okay? I promise it's going to be great. All right? So a couple things coming up, and I should have led with this in the beginning, but I wanted to get into this episode quickly because I just love that we got to talk about this today. The next Mind Body Breath workshop is coming April 27th back at Ohana. It's at 11:30 a.m. So it's an hour later than normal. And I am opening up a few one-to-one coaching spaces for these next couple months. If you want to apply, I will link it in the show notes below or head over to my Instagram at Mallory Campbell. And I am creating a whole new retreat experience. This is a very different looking way that I'm developing this retreat. And if you are somebody who is very serious, like serious inquiries only, if you are very serious about joining one of the next retreats, please DM me over on Instagram. I'm not even going to link the link that I have for that because this is like literally if you are 100%, 99% serious about joining us on this next one, and I will send you something very specific right to you. Okay. So if you want to do that, go over to Instagram at Mallory Campbell, drop me a message, and I will see you guys next week. Have a beautiful day. Hey, Quantum Queen, thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.